Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Evangelist Donald Perkins joins the program today to discuss the dangers of replacement theology. Our first event of the new year is exactly 1 week away. February 16th and 17th in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, Donald Perkins will answer the question, is America in Bible prophecy? You'll also find out the latest details on the march toward a one-world system. Biblical mysteries will be uncovered, and you'll learn how to have true spiritual victory in the invisible war on the saints. Biblical artifacts from Israel will be on display with an archaeologist ready to answer your questions. Friday and Saturday, February 16th and 17th at Hicks Road Baptist Church. Call 1-800-652-1144 or visit the events page at swrc.com. Tickets for this special event are free, but seating is limited. So don't be left behind. Make sure you register today. 1-800-652-1144. The false teaching that the church has replaced Israel is everywhere. Josh Davis and Donald Perkins recently visited about this false doctrine and its impact on Christians and Christianity.
I'm privileged to be joined by Evangelist Donald Perkins, and we're going to be featuring some teaching on replacement theology. Has the church replaced Israel in Bible prophecy? Some people mistakenly believe that, but today and through some of the upcoming programs, we want to unpack for you and help you to understand why that viewpoint is wrong from a biblical perspective. And here with us today to help unpack those things is Evangelist Donald Perkins. Brother Perkins, we are so excited to have you join us on Watchmen on the Wall again.
Joshua, it's always an honor and a privilege to be with you. As I always say, I love the Southwest Radio family. And again, it's an honor and a privilege to be with you guys today.
It's great to be with you. And friends, you can connect with Brother Perkins on his website. That's accordingtoprophecy.org. According, the number two, prophecy.org. He also has a wonderful mobile app that you can download for your cell phone or smartphone or whatever mobile device that you have, and you can check out According to Prophecy in your favorite mobile app store. Let's get right into the content of this important discussion, Brother Perkins. How do we know the church is distinct from Israel according to Scripture?
Well, again, the Scripture is quite clear in reference to that. A lot of people have literally believed or they teach today that the church has totally replaced the nation of Israel. But again, to hold that view really, I believe, is a very unbiblical view. There is a distinction between the nation of Israel and the church. There are promises that are exclusive to the nation of Israel that are not for the church. And also, the Bible talks about that. I mean, the Apostle Paul, in his wonderful scripture, in reference to Israel, the church, and the Gentiles. So let me give you a verse. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32, the Apostle Paul, he said this. He said, give none offense neither to the Jews, nor the Gentiles, nor the church of God. Now, this is a wonderful verse here because it shows the distinction between the church and the Jews and the church and the Gentiles. Now, the Jews, they are separate people. If you're not a Jew, then you automatically are classified as a Gentile. But Paul said also the church of God. The church consists of born-again Jew and born-again Gentile. So when a Jewish person comes to Christ, he becomes a Messianic Jew, but he's part of the body of Christ. When a Gentile comes to Christ, he's considered a Christian. Again, he's part of the body of Christ. So the church is distinct from the nation of Israel. Now, again, there are many prophecies all through Scripture where God had some clear prophecies, distinct prophecies toward the nation of Israel. And, you know, what I believe, Josh, too, is that there are many of the Old Testament prophets didn't see the church because it was a mystery. Mm-hmm. And the Apostle Paul talked about that. You know, when Paul also mentioned about the church, he also showed another distinction. And I'm going to give you another verse here. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, Paul wrote this. He said, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian or Scythian, bond nor free. Listen at this. But Christ is all and in all. When you come to Christ, you become a part of the church, And that makes you a distinct part of the body of Christ. I'll give you another one. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, Paul wrote, he said, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. This is the distinction of the church. When we become born again, we become the body of Christ. We become a part of the church. Now, again, there are some distinct prophecies that are exclusive toward the nation of Israel that God is going to, he's still going to fulfill in the house of Israel. And as Paul talked about, his prayer was that all Israel be saved. As God allowed the nation of Israel to go through that season of tribulation, at the end of the tribulation, Israel would literally cry out for their Messiah. So there is a distinction. The church was a mystery. Paul, all through scripture, he mentioned that, and I can talk about that later. But Paul called the church a mystery. Not only was the church a mystery, but the rapture was a mystery. Both of those, the rapture was not seen pretty much in the Old Testament prophets. And then the church was not seen. Paul said it was a mystery that's been revealed. And again, it is a distinction, but we have not replaced Israel. And then to hold that view is very, very dangerous.
Yes, it is. Friends, we're visiting with Evangelist Donald Perkins, and he directs the wonderful ministry According to Prophecy. You can visit his website, accordingtoprophecy.org, and also check out the mobile app, According to Prophecy, for a lot of great content from Brother Perkins. And we're discussing the DVD teaching and part of what he has put on a DVD called The Church Age in Bible Prophecy. It includes some of the content that you're hearing today with Brother Perkins, and a full DVD teaching on the church age and Bible prophecy. You can order a copy of that by calling our ministry at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit us online at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Brother Perkins, maybe we want to take a step back and talk about what is the church age. People talk about dispensations. What is a dispensation? Yes. Maybe help us understand some of this terminology.
Yeah, a dispensation is a period of time. It's a time that God may allot to a certain event, a certain people. You know, there are dispensations, periods of time. Again, all through the scripture, you know, there are those dispensations. Now, we're in what's called the church age, or the dispensation of the church. This is where God is actually dealing with the church. So a dispensation, it's a period of time in which God is focusing on a certain group. And right now we're in that grace dispensation of the church. And the church age, again, it is exclusive. There's a definition that I want to give you that I got, and I really like this definition. The church age is comprised of the entire dispensation of grace. The law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. For the first time in history, God actually indwells his creatures permanently and eternally. In other dispensations, the Holy Spirit was always present and always at work, but he would come upon people temporarily. The church age is marked by the Holy Spirit's permanent indwelling of his people. Now, this was a definition that I got from a group called GodQuestions.com, and I really like that definition, because the church age, again, we are distinct. God is dealing with the body of Christ, and again, it is distinct from any other time. You know, I normally say this, you know, people want to put the church in the Great Tribulation, and where they make a major mistake is that you don't find the church in the tribulation, because the tribulation was part of Daniel's 70 weeks. And this was a prophecy that was exclusive toward the house of Israel. You had 70 weeks or 70 weeks of years that was exclusively determined for the nation of Israel. And those 70 weeks, when that prophecy is fully complete, national Israel is going to literally turn to her Messiah. But what God did in regards to the church, he put a pause in between the 69th week and the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy. We do know based on scripture that in Daniel's 70 week, as that prophecy began to be fulfilled toward the house of Israel, the prophecy literally stopped at the crucifixion of Christ. In other words, Messiah was cut off, and it seemed that the prophecy just stopped. But then all of a sudden, God dropped the church in between the 69th week and the 70th week, which is the 70th week, which is the Great Tribulation. So God put the church in between the 69th and 70th week of Daniel's prophecy. And again, we are distinct from any other group because it is the body of Christ, Jew and Gentile, that is born again. And again, to put the church in the tribulation, you're literally messing with dispensational accuracy. So the church age is a period of time that God has allotted where he's dealing with the body of Christ, which is in between the 69th and 70th week judgment of Daniel's 70th week. And again, it's so exciting as we understand that based on scripture. The church has not replaced Israel. God, again, will deal with Israel based on the prophecies. And again, there are many, many prophecies that are exclusive toward the house of Israel. But Israel will come to a saving knowledge as a whole, as the Apostle Paul prayed.
Yes, and we're going to unpack that a little bit more as the program continues. Friends, we're visiting with evangelist Donald Perkins, and you can pick up a copy of his DVD teaching, The Church Age in Bible Prophecy, by contacting our ministry at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144, or by visiting us online at swrc.com. And as you heard a couple days ago, we highlighted the upcoming Prophecy in the News live event at the Hicks Road Baptist Church in Hudson, Florida, the Tampa Bay area of Florida. Brother Perkins will be one of the speakers with us at the Prophecy in the News live event coming to the Tampa Bay area in Florida. It's Friday and Saturday, February 16th and 17th, and he'll be speaking on topics like Is America in Bible Prophecy? Also talking about the coming mark of the beast. We'll have Bible prophecy, Bible archaeology, Bible mysteries, and so much more. And that's coming to the Tampa Bay area. You can register today by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or by going to the events page of our website at swrc.com. Click on the Tampa Bay area event and the registration information and the speaker schedule, and so much more will be available right there on the website. The doors will open at 8 a.m. The first session will begin at 9 a.m. both days, full days, and registration is free. Again, we encourage you to register today. Now, Brother Perkins, let's continue this important discussion we're having on replacement theology, on the relationship between the church and Israel, and what is the relationship between the church and Israel according to the scriptures?
Well, they have a beautiful relationship. You know, we actually have our Bible because of the nation of Israel. And again, we cannot separate ourselves from that wonderful, wonderful nation and people. They are part of the will of God. And again, God is going to allow them to go through a season where the nation of Israel will literally come to Messiah. But again, looking back at that term, what is the church age, you know, and the term dispensation, let me just say a little bit more, and I think it'll clarify it even more. So a dispensation is a term used to describe a period of time in history of God dealing with people. In other words, many see biblical history as divided by different times, seasons, or dispensation. A dispensation is a period of time that is ordered by God's will and purpose. So the church age is given as a parenthesis or a pause in between God's dealings with his chosen people, the Jews. So again, as I said last time, that the church has been dropped in the midst of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy between the 69th and 70th week. God dropped the church age there, but Israel is still on God's heart. And again, you know, there are a lot of people today that try to say that because Israel rejected Christ and because of all the different things that happened, that now Israel has lost her place in God's eyes. And again, that is totally unbiblical. God has brought this nation back into world history in preparation for what is coming during the time of tribulation. So Israel has a prominent place in God's prophetic program. As a matter of fact, God tied many scriptures to Israel. One in Jeremiah, where God says that if you can stop the ordinances of the sun, moon, and stars, God said, then I will basically remove Israel. If you can't stop the sun from coming up and the moon from shining at night, then Israel will be here as a nation. So God has put some hard-coded scripture in the Bible to prove the validity that Israel has a future and a place. And again, we in the church, we need to be very, very careful when we try to say that the church has replaced all of Israel and all of the blessings that was promised to Israel is now promised to the church. That is totally unbiblical. All through scripture, the Apostle Paul, he literally warned the church not to have that kind of attitude. He even warned in the book of Romans chapter 11 that we need to be very, very careful not to provoke God's anger in regards to that. And again, let me just read one verse here. In the book of Romans chapter 11, verses 8 through 10, Paul said this. He said, according as it is written, God have given them the spirit of slumber eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Now, he's talking about the veil that's covering the house of Israel. But he talks about also in chapter 11 that what happened to them, their stumble caused us to come into the family of God. And again, he warns us as Christians, don't exalt yourself against the nation of Israel. Don't say that we are better than Israel. Paul is quite clear. He gives a warning, again, in Romans 11, not to boast against Israel. And see, what's happening in the church today, you have a lot of people that are boasting against Israel, believing that God has totally done away with them, and that is not true. This is one reason, Josh, I believe that the rapture is going to happen. God is going to rapture the church. He's going to literally take up the church age. We'll be caught up, and then his focus will mainly be toward the house of Israel during the time of tribulation. Now, we do know that Gentiles will be saved even in the tribulation, but God's focus during that time is going to be mainly toward the house of Israel. And then as Israel go through that season of tribulation, they're going to literally turn to Christ and they're going to cry out as their Messiah. And Christ will come back in the second coming to deliver them from the hands of Antichrist. So the church is a dispensation. The church age is a dispensation, a period of time that God has allowed in prophecy. And as I said earlier, the Old Testament prophets didn't see it. That's why Paul called it a mystery. Now, here's one other thing, too. The Apostle Paul, God called him an apostle to the Gentiles. Now, we do know that the body of Christ or the church is predominantly Gentiles, but you have Gentiles and Jews there. But what God did, God raised up the Apostle Paul as an apostle to the Gentiles. And that was again, prophecy being fulfilled because Jesus had told his Jewish brothers that basically he would suspend them for a season and that he would go toward another nation that would bring forth fruit. And this is when, predominantly the Gentiles came into it. And as a result of that, the church age was birthed. Now, again, I shared earlier that the church age, it is consisting of Jew and Gentile. Got it, both of them are part of that. But it is predominantly more Gentiles, I would say, in the church age. And again, God raised up the Apostle Paul as an apostle to the Gentiles. And again, the church was established. So again, we're seeing some amazing things in scripture. And I really think that we must understand based on scripture where Israel's place is and where the church age as a whole is in prophecy.
Friends, we're visiting with Evangelist Donald Perkins as we are bringing some special programming to highlight the role of Israel in God's prophetic plan, talking about replacement theology, talking about some of these different aspects of how God has weaved Israel into his plan for the ages. And Brother Perkins is helping us to understand these things. The teaching that he's giving us is based off of some information he has on a DVD. It's called The Church Age in Bible Prophecy and talks a lot about the relationship between the church and Israel. As you're hearing today, you can pick up a copy of this DVD teaching by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting us online at swrc.com. Brother Perkins, why don't you just continue to unfold some of this Bible teaching that you are giving to us?
Well, again, what I'd like to also deal with in reference to this message, the Church Age and Bible Prophecy, I'm a topical teacher, so these are some of the topics that I cover. What is the church? What is the church age? The church distinct from Israel? Has the church replaced Israel in God's prophetic program? And then the church age in prophecy, basically establishing the church age in prophecy. So what is the church? The word church in the New Testament is a translation of the Greek word ekklesia. It is a compound from the preposition ek, meaning out, and kaleo, meaning to call. The church in the New Testament, therefore, we are the called out assembly, or the called out ones. And again, you know, in the book of Acts, God birthed the church. Now, one question I get all the time is people ask this question, where are we in prophecy? Where is the church in prophecy? In the book of Revelation, you find this in chapters 2 and chapters 3. Mm-hmm. We are no further in the book of Revelation, but Revelation chapter 2 and 3, where Jesus sent 7 letters exclusively to the church, to the body of Christ. And this is where we are in prophecy. You know, I warn people all the time, be very, very careful with some of the online YouTube teachers out there that tell you that the church is in the tribulation and that we are in the tribulation now. And that is totally not true. We're in the dispensation of the church age, which began in the book of Acts. And guess what? We are still in the book of Acts right now because the church age is still here. God has put us in between the 69th and 17th week of Daniel's prophecy. And again, he's going to use us for a time. Now, I do believe that the church age or our dispensation is coming to a close. And again, that to me puts the urgency in my heart to reach a lost world. What's going to remove the dispensation or the period of time of the church age will be that wonderful event, that wonderful mystery called the rapture of the church. And again, I love how Paul, he called the church a mystery and even called the rapture a mystery. God dropped those two things in his prophetic program. And what's going to happen? The church will be taken up, will be caught up. And then as a result, the time of tribulation will begin. Let me read another verse here. This is found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 25 to 28. And listen to what Paul said in reference to this. Paul said this. He said, "Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you." For what purpose? To fulfill the word of God. Listen at this. "Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is in Christ, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." He said, "Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." And I love what he said. He talked about it being a dispensation of God. He talked about it being a mystery. He said it was a mystery that is now manifest to the saints. That's why I said, again, I don't believe the Old Testament saints saw the church age. It was a mystery that God dropped in between the 69th and 70 weeks of Daniel's prophecy. And again, we are in an amazing time. God has allotted us a time where he wants to use the body of Christ to reach a lost world. We are distinct from the nation of Israel. You know, if I can say one other thing, Josh.
Yes.
There are some prophecies towards the nation of Israel that are not for the church. I'll give you a good example. When the Bible talks about the second coming of Christ, the second coming of Christ is different from the rapture of the church. Now, in the second coming of Christ, we know based on scripture that when Jesus comes back, he's coming back to a geographical location, which is in the land of Israel at the Valley of Megiddo. Now, at the rapture is distinct and different because the Bible said we will meet Christ in the air. So he's going to rapture the church. We'll be caught up in the air. But at the second coming of Christ, he's coming back to planet Earth to deliver national Israel from the hands of Antichrist. And again, you know, Armageddon, that's another geographical event that would take place in the land of Israel, in the Valley of Megiddo. You know, Armageddon cannot happen in the United States. It cannot happen in Russia. It's going to happen exclusively in the land of Israel, in the Valley of Megiddo.
Yes.
God is coming back to physically deliver the nation of Israel. So you have prophecies that are exclusive toward the house of Israel that have really nothing to do with the church. And if I can give one more, the Bible talks about, Jesus even said this, that he talked about when they see the abomination that makes desolation, when they see that thing stand in the holy place, he said, those that see and read and understand, he said, run, flee. He said, it's time for you to flee. The Apostle Paul talked about the Antichrist. He's going to set up a third temple. And Paul said that the Antichrist will sit in that temple and he will be worshiped as God. We know that that is a prophecy that is exclusive toward the house of Israel, because the church would never have another temple. But Israel, the nation of Israel, they will have a third temple that the Antichrist will desecrate. So you have some physical prophecies. I like to call them physical prophecies that are exclusive toward the house of Israel that are distinct from the church. And again, when you see that there is a difference between the church and Israel.
Amen. And we thank you so much, Brother Perkins, for joining us. Friends, we encourage you to pick up your copy of the Church Age in Bible Prophecy DVD teaching from Evangelist Perkins. And you can do so by calling our ministry at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting us online at swrc.com. And again, we encourage you to join us in the Tampa Bay area of Florida for the Prophecy in the News Live. Brother Perkins will be one of our speakers there. Registration is free, and we encourage you to register today by calling us or by going to our website, swrc.com. Click on events, and the registration link will be there. Brother Perkins, thank you so much for joining us on Watchmen on the Wall today.
Thank you, Josh. It's always a privilege and an honor to be with you. And again, I look forward to our time together in the future.
Donald Perkins clearly and thoroughly lays out the biblically based case against replacement theology in the DVD, Has the Church Replaced Israel? A Devilish Delusion. Replacement theology claims that the church is the new Israel and has been granted all the prophetic blessings that were previously assigned to Israel. It contends that the nation of Israel has no prophetic significance in the last days. In this DVD, Evangelist Donald Perkins explains how Israel is vital to God's end-time program and has a beautiful purpose for them in the future, which includes their prophesied salvation. He also gives a warning to the church from the Word of God not to boast against Israel in the last days. This is a great message that effectively refutes the erroneous teaching of replacement theology. Order this DVD for yourself, for your church, and your family. Has the Church Replaced Israel by Donald Perkins? Order today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order this DVD at our website, swrc.com. Has the Church Replaced Israel by Donald Perkins? 1-800-652-1144. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Visit swrc.com.